Well, good morning, gentlemen. Today here it's quite sunny and warm, which is surprising. Probably the last day that's going to be like this, and then the clouds and the rain and the wind will move in. And I'm not a very depressing guy, actually, but it's the way the world's made me, you know. I mean, you listen to the news, it's depressing. You listen to the radio, it's depressing. There seems to be a concerted effort to depress everybody. Then I'd just like to say, it's not working for me. I'm not depressed at all. I'm in quite a great mood. But as you know, I'm a very alert person, and I've noticed things for the last quite some time. Now, there's always been corruption in the world, hasn't there? Especially the people in power who get corrupt. But I think there's a way more corruption in the world in today's world, and I'll tell you why. There's more and more femons in power in today's world because, well, not because they worked hard to get there, but because they have a vagina. But every time I've seen a femon get into power, she seems to change whatever she's got into something else. She becomes power crazy, I noticed. They're not usually used to being in a power position, so they can't handle it. And they've always seemed to end up doing what they want to do instead of what maybe, I don't know, the company or the people wanted them to do. And yes, I know there's lots of men in power that can be corrupt, but nearly every femon I've seen in power has always been corrupt, and by a great amount too. I don't know whether anybody else has noticed this or not. And maybe because they get away with it, they do it. Because you're not allowed to say anything bad about a femon, are you? But I've seen femons in businesses where they've destroyed the business. That was going for about 80 years before they got involved into the business. But other places aren't a business, and they're still there, but they're corrupt as hell. The government is one good place where they can't really be removed, but none of them are doing the people's bidding, they're doing their own. And 95% of the time, it's not for the people's well-being either. And what I see is that I started working as a traffic warden at some point in my life. No, not as a traffic warden at all, something else. But I was around all the traffic wardens. And I used to see femons start to be a traffic warden, and they seemed to be reasonable. But then they turned into these crazy, power-hungry people who would yell and scream at people in their cars. It's almost as if they got this powered surge and they just couldn't handle it. And in my time there, I saw 14 femons act in the same similar way. I mean, just take a look at the United States and the government there with the femons in it. Are they doing what the people want or doing what they want? You see, the worst thing about a femon in power is that femons are vindictive, aren't they? And spiteful, of course. And can be very petty. All traits a man can have, but not very often. But all femons have those traits, don't they? Then put them in a place of power. And I think it's well documented what femons are really like nowadays. I mean, their mask is off, isn't it? And maybe I'm just smarter than the average bear, but I don't think it's a great thing to put these femons in a position of power. And yet that's what they're doing. And that's why everything's so screwed up. And it's all very well saying, well, it doesn't affect me, because I'm MGTOW. But it does affect all of us, doesn't it? Because we have to live in this clown world they've created. And this is just a personal opinion of mine, but I've never seen where femons have got involved in something in great numbers and made it better. Not one time have I seen it. Yes, most of the Western world and even in Europe are all been pussy-whipped. And of course the result is they're now weak countries, aren't they? And there are countries now that are not pussy-whipped, and they are becoming stronger. And maybe it's just nature playing its game out. Because in wild nature, only the strong survive.
That was a reasonably good talk there, you know.
Thank you. I hope it didn't scare anybody.
Well, I think they're, you know, man enough to take it, I believe.
Not all of them.